Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where sales leaders teach you what's working for them and how you can build it yourself.
This episode of the Predictable Revenue Podcast is brought to you by our sales coaching and consulting services. Are you looking to create repeatable, scalable, and predictable revenue? We've helped thousands of companies grow their business with tailored expert advice backed by testing to ensure they establish the best practices that'll work for them. Head over to bit.ly/predictable revenue coaching to learn more. A lot of salespeople waste hours each week preparing slide decks for meetings, and that time would be better spent learning about the customer. This leads to a longer sales cycle, lost opportunities. And if a salesperson doesn't have a structured story at their fingertips, they're not going to be as effective and efficient as they should be. I'm your host, Sarah Hicks. And today on the Predictable Revenue Podcast, I'm going to be chatting to an expert about how to close the deal with sales presentations that map to your customer and funnel. She's changing the way the enterprise world thinks about its most undervalued asset, the presentation. As president and co-founder of Shuffler, she's blazing a trail in the emerging new discipline of presentation management. The technology she helped create is already powering the presentation strategies of hundreds of Fortune level companies, helping them save millions of dollars and transforming humble PowerPoint slides into invaluable business assets. Alexandra Entre, welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
So excited to have you. Tell us, just to give us a bit of that kind of initial context, what is the function of a slide deck, a presentation in the context of sales?
Oh, the function, it's just, to me, it's just such a big question, and it is critical. The purpose of the presentation during a sales meeting is to, one, provide information so your customer can make an informed sales decision. Two, to support the rep, the presenter, who's responsible for closing that deal and therefore responsible for, you know, the bottom line sales of the company. And three, to brand the company. And those are three big tasks for the success of any company. To do right is how companies succeed, especially business companies.
Absolutely. And we'll dive into kind of some more of the tactics and how you break down each of those three functions in just a sec. But to start us off, we know that we need different types of presentations at different stages of the sale for different customers, all that type of stuff. So walk us through kind of through the funnel, top to bottom, and how to build out those presentations as we go.
Okay. So top of the funnel, that's your introductory level. So that's where you give your general presentation about the company, about the products, why your products and services are better than anyone else's, and how you can potentially, in general, help that customer. That's the first, the getting to know you, we're so great. It's like a first date. Then the second step is the needs analysis, or where you learn more about the customer's problem and really get into the customer's issues and the customer's business, because ultimately in sales, no matter what CRM you're using, no matter what process you're finding, sales is about relationships. And if you are not on board with your customer, then you're not helping them. And if you can't help them, you can't sell to them. So that's, you know, that second is really for the deep dive into learning about the customer. And then from there is it's kind of the RFP, the solution. Now that you know us, now that we know you, let's see how we can merge those two and really how our services and products are going to solve your problem, customer. So that's your third big presentation. And then from there, you get your references and your qualifications and all that other stuff.
Got it. And a lot of companies are really just thinking about that traditional sales enablement sales funnel with the inbound all the way up to the close. But you've kind of identified some places that you think have been overlooked when it comes to sales presentations. Mm-hmm. So tell us about those.
Well, the traditional, or I would say the lazy way of selling is to, here are our slides, this is about us and why we're so great, and then go and hammer it home to the customer, honestly, to go give them a monologue about why you're so great, why your products are so great. That doesn't really play very well because nobody wants to be talked at in business, in life. It's always better when there's a volley, when both people are contributing to the conversation. It's not a one-sided conversation. And I think that's the biggest mistake that a lot of salespeople make and a lot of sales organizations is they here's all your information, now go and present. And really, the information that they're presenting should help foster that relationship. At the end of the day, we're all people. We all have problems, we all have needs, we all have emotions, we are still human. And sometimes slides, especially PowerPoint, because it is a very rigid, linear message, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm. So then talk to me about how to build the kind of ideal presentation for each of those three functions that we mentioned. So the first function being that it's designed to help the salesperson share the information. Right. How do you design a sales presentation that actually helps you do that effectively without being linear, rigid, a monologue?
Right. Well, I would say don't create a quote sales presentation. What I would say to a marketer or head of sales is create your structured story. What is the story for your company? Your each, you know, like each phase of that funnel that we just talked about, the general presentation, the needs analysis, the RFP, the inbound, the qualification, the demo, the proposal, those stages, each one of those is a chapter in the company's story. So what I would recommend is take a step back, go, you know, the 20-mile high view, and create the story about your company. And that story might include, okay, the company history, the company mission, a chapter about your product. Each product might be its own chapter, a chapter for case studies, a chapter for videos, you know, message from the CEO, or maybe some of your advertising commercials, or create the whole comprehensive story for your company where, you know, every presentation is a chapter. Every slide is a scene. Every presentation is a mini story. Every slide is a scene. And you put that library together and then you make it available and readily accessible to your team. So then they can say, okay, I'm doing an introductory general presentation with Sarah Hicks today. I'm going to pull these general slides out. And you know what? She is interested in product number 23. So I'm going to pull a couple more slides about product 23 into my presentation. So they can kind of pull the slides, pull the scenes, so to speak, and then customize the deck for that meeting.
Got it. So do you think that where these kind of slides live, there might be folders that dictate, you know, what scene it belongs to, what product it belongs
Absolutely.
To. So that, yeah.
Every folder is a chapter. Every presentation is a chapter. Break it down into chapters. And then when you create your slides, also look at the slides and make sure that they can, to some degree, stand alone so that they are their own scene. And that will make it easier for your salespeople in the field to customize a presentation and also to address issues that come up during the meeting. Because if you have that interactive library that they can access on the fly, they have a little more flexibility. So when your customer changes the subject, you say, oh, I have a slide for that. And I can talk to that, whether you prepared for that or not. It's like your arsenal of slides that any salesperson, like they're going to sale, they're going to battle. They got their tools.
Yeah. Makes sense. And so talk about the second function of kind of a slide deck or a sales presentation and how we make sure that this kind of process, this keeping everything in one place, this having that kind of on-demand access helps you achieve that function.
Well, having that on-demand access, that on-demand slide library, put it in the cloud, a downloaded app, somewhere where they always have access to it, they can give an interactive presentation. We talked earlier just a couple minutes ago about how the sale is really a conversation. It's give and take. It shouldn't be a monologue. And if you have that library accessible, your slides, you can pull up those slides interactive. So in a way, the slides follow the conversation. They don't dictate the conversation. Instead of going in a linear, this slide, next slide, and then the client has a question and you're like, well, hang on, that's 20 slides down. I'll get to that. Yeah. You can switch and go interactive and answer that immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's more effective because we know when somebody has a question, that's all they're thinking about. They want to ask their question and that's top of mind. So when somebody decides that they have a question about something, it doesn't matter what you're saying. They're not listening to you anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it might sound like, ooh, that's a lot, you know, it's a lot of unknowns in my sales meeting. But if you think about it, we already do that every day socially. We all carry a phone, right? And on your phone is a gajillion pictures of your vacation, of your kids playing soccer, of all of the, of your mom, of your dad, of your family, of your Christmas holiday, or it has all of that. And, you know, when you're visiting with a friend and they're like, well, how was your vacation? You turn around, you pull up your phone and you pull up the picture of the beautiful beach and the sunset and the cool drink that was served in a coconut with an umbrella. You are showing pictures, you are showing slides to support what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so what we're saying now is do that in business. It's not as exciting as, you know, a beautiful sunlit beach, but, you know, it pays the bills.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the third function of kind of maintaining the company branding and all that kind of stuff, how does approaching it this way help you do that more effectively?
All the slides should be branded with the proper logo, with the proper messaging and language, with the proper color scheme. All of those slides should be created by, say, the marketing department or the presentation department. So many times, companies like leave it up to the salespeople and they're like, hey, here are your slide masters. Here's a template. Now go make your own slides. And salespeople are not designers, nor do they want to be. Nor do they want to be fumbling around with PowerPoint, like creating their own smart art charts. So give it to them, create each one of those slides, make sure that it's branded the way you would make sure your website is branded or your outdoor billboard is branded or, you know, your memes on social media are branded. Apply that same discipline to your slides because every slide is an opportunity to brand.
Makes sense.
And when you do that, it gets elevated to the marketing department as opposed to, you know, the rogue account executive being like, well, I really like pink, so I'm going to put pink pictures in my presentation. That might not be on brand. It's probably not on brand. So, you know, give them some control. And if you provide those slides to them, they're not going to create their own. They don't want to create their own anyway. So it's a win-win for both. You made their job easier and you made your job easier. Salespeople have the tools they need. They can be flexible, they can customize it, and marketing ensures that the brand is being communicated across all aspects everywhere.
Absolutely. And so how do you think, kind of along that same line of thought, how do you think that approaching presentations this way improves salesperson productivity and improves their likelihood of closing the deal and all those things we kind of spoke to in the intro?
Well, first and foremost, if you have a slide library set and ready to go, you know, for some of our clients, they have cut their time that their salespeople spend creating, you know, presentations, reassembling slides from 5 hours to 5 minutes. So if your sales prep time for each meeting goes from 5 hours to 5 minutes, you're giving them a lot more time to build relationships and find new opportunities. That's, you know, for a salesperson, sitting around fumbling with PowerPoint is pretty much time wasted.
Yeah.
For the marketing side, they're getting their brand. They're ensuring that their brand is being, you know, perpetuated, you know, across the board everywhere. So their job's getting done. And marketing is like long-term branding for the company, which builds value over time. Sales need to close the deal today, which brings money into the bottom line of the company. Both are essential for the success of any company. So both win. It's not one or the other.
Mm-hmm. And do you see kind of a direct impact on the speed at which a deal moves, even kind of through that salesperson's pipeline when their presentations are done effectively like this?
Absolutely. Especially if they can present interactive and they have that library at their fingertips. When a client asks that question that you didn't prepare for, and no matter how hard you prepare for a meeting, there's always that curveball question that comes up. Salesperson no longer has to say, oh, I'll get back to you on that. I'm sorry. But when I get back to the office, I'll send you that information. I'll follow up. And then the salesperson goes back. They look at the information. They send an email to the client. They've already lost the client. Client's doing something else. It might be 2-3 weeks next season, whenever the client's ready to get back to them. So you've just added 3 weeks to that sales process. If during the meeting, the salesperson could say, hang on, let me give you that information. And here's a case study proving what we're talking about. Whether or not the salesperson is even an expert on that particular topic, they can address the issue right then and there. So they've moved further down the sales funnel because they're answering the questions that the client needs to make an informed decision. They're also, they're doing construction here. I hope you can cut that out.
That's all good.
They're also giving making a better impression. It's like, oh, wow, Sarah, she's really on it. She knows her stuff. This is a good company. This is a good product. I trust her. She knows what she's talking about, as opposed to being the person there who doesn't have any answers, doesn't know. So you get credibility. You're also giving them real information that they can use.
Absolutely. Makes sense. So tell us how Shuffler helps with all of this stuff.
Well, Shuffler is a presentation management solution that makes presentations easier for everyone in the company. And what it does is any file you upload into Shuffler, mostly PowerPoint, but video, PDF, infographics, images, whatever you need to sell, you can put into Shuffler. Shuffler will format it as a slide ready to present. So it's ready to work. It's ready to be presented right there. You can download it. You can broadcast it straight from Shuffler. You can share it as a link. You can also re-quote shuffle the slides and search for your slides and customize your own presentation for your meeting. So all the tools are at your fingertips. And it just makes it easier for salespeople especially, to assemble a branded presentation with the right language. And they can also access Shuffler when they're out on the road or wherever they are, because it is a cloud. So when they're in a meeting and the customer does ask that curveball question, they can quick do a search and pull up a slide on that.
Makes sense. And Shuffler kind of helps you break down those chapters, those scenes, all those things that you mentioned.
Absolutely. In Shuffler, every presentation is a story. Every slide is a scene. And you can search and it highlights your search terms. So it just makes it very easy to find the actual thing that you're looking for.
Amazing. Well, any last thoughts on how the salespeople listening today, the sales managers listening today, can kind of take that first step to improving their sales presentations and having it create that impact on closing the deals?
I think the biggest, most important thing a business-to-business company can do is look at your slides, look at your presentations as a marketing communications asset, and put the presentation together where every presentation is a chapter in your story and every slide is a scene. So create chapters according to your business and put them together either in folders or in separate presentations, and create that structured story.
Perfect. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap it up. Alexandra, I think it was such a pleasure having you on the show today. Such a pleasure.
Thanks,
learning
Sarah.
About Shuffler and learning all of these tactical ways to improve the way that salespeople think about and utilize presentations. If people want to learn more from you or about Shuffler, where can they get in touch with you?
They can go right to our website, shuffler.com. And they can, you know, send us an email or request a demo, or I see all those emails. So if you want to email me directly, you can do that from the website. I will get it.
Okay. Perfect. Well, we'll be sure to add that into the show notes so that you guys have the access there. And yeah, thanks again, Alexandra, for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And thanks to all of you guys for watching again. If you haven't already, please click the link on the subscribe button on YouTube so that you get notified each week as we have wonderful guests like Alexandra on to join us and share wonderful tips and tricks about how to do better in the world of sales. We'll catch you again next time.